In this bulletin, Australia's first shipment of Pfizer vaccine doses to arrive this week. Officials in New Zealand work to identify the source of three new local COVID-19 cases. And in sport, organisers of the Australian Open say there's little risk from the positive COVID-19 test result linked to a tennis player who left the country. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government has allocated $1.3 million to ensuring information on the vaccination program is translated for migrant communities. The money is part of the federal government's $30 million public health advertising campaign and will be used to translate materials into 60 languages. The federal government says vaccinations are set to begin by the end of the month, with the first delivery of 80,000 Pfizer vaccine doses from Europe arriving over the next week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's important that any language barriers are overcome to increase vaccine uptake.
We've seen from the UK that one of the challenges is making sure that people from particular backgrounds where they may not have English as a first language have the information, particularly older Australians from non-English speaking backgrounds. If they have the information, if their communities are supporting them, then the vaccine take-up will be higher, and many of those are, of course, in an age group where they're more vulnerable.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says quarantine-free travel with New Zealand will continue for now as officials monitor three new local cases of coronavirus in Auckland. Three members of the same South Auckland family have tested positive to COVID-19 from an unknown source. New Zealand's COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, says contact tracing is underway and officials are meeting to discuss the next steps.
There's a number of gaps in our knowledge around these cases. So one of the things that I will be looking for is more information on the likely source of the case. We'd then also be looking for whether there is any evidence to suggest that COVID-19 could be out there in the community and circulating amongst others, or whether this is the start of what could potentially be a chain of transmission.
Paul Kelly says Australian officials are monitoring the situation closely.
The sort of things we look for are, of course, are there cases? Are they in the community? And if so, what's happening in terms of chasing down those chains of transmission, exactly as we're seeing in Victoria at the moment. So far, it's early days. We've been told immediately that they became aware today of those three cases in Auckland, and we'll continue to have very close conversations with them as they go through and progress that work.
Melbourne's Holiday Inn cluster has now expanded to 16 cases. Two new cases from separate households have been reported, a three-year-old child and a woman in her 50s. They both attended a private family function where a quarantine hotel worker was present who later tested positive on Wednesday. 38 people were at the event on Sydney Road, Coburg, on February the 6th. COVID-19 testing chief Jerome Weimer says this event is now the focus of contact tracing efforts.
So all those people have been tested. Everybody else who was there, apart from the ones that I've mentioned, they've all tested negative. So we're confident we've got a good ring around that particular event. But it is a notable event, and that is now the lead line of our investigation.
US President Joe Biden has called on Americans to defend democracy in his first remarks after the acquittal of former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. In a statement, Mr. Biden says the charges against Mr. Trump are not in dispute and the verdict shows democracy is fragile. The five-day impeachment trial ended as expected, with the majority of Republicans declaring Mr. Trump not guilty of inciting the deadly riot at the US Capitol building. And to sport and tennis, Australian Open Tournament director Craig Tiley says there's no cause for alarm after Greek tennis player Mikhail Pervolarakis tested positive for COVID-19 after departing Australia. Pervolarakis did not play in the Australian Open but did compete in the ATP Cup last week. He tested negative in Victoria before his departure and had been in South Africa, transiting through the Middle East before the positive test result. Tiley told Channel 9 he's confident the Australian Open's health security bubble has not been breached and the tournament won't be affected.
The most important thing is that he tested negative and then left the country. So while there's a link in the fact that he left here, 5 days ago, you know, it's going to be really up to the advice of the health authorities, like we've done every single day. We just provide them information and then they make provide advice and make decisions against that advice.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 37, Adelaide sunny 30, Melbourne mostly sunny 27, Hobart possible shower 21, Canberra partly cloudy 24, Wollongong a few showers 21, much the same in Sydney and Newcastle 25, Brisbane partly cloudy 30, Cairns possible morning storm showers 30, and Darwin showers possible storm 31. This is SBS News.